With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate has cleared the way for a final vote on Linda McMahon to serve as President Trump's education secretary. Bob Agnew reports.
By a vote of 51-47 on Thursday, the Senate advanced McMahon toward a final vote expected sometime next week. She'll have no trouble being confirmed in the GOP-controlled upper chamber and passed her committee hearing just last week on a party-line vote. McMahon enjoys no support from Democrats. They say they're opposed to her lack of education credentials and her agreement with President Trump that the Department of Education should be shut down. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says tariffs against Canada and Mexico will start March 4th. In a post on Truth Social, the president said China will also be charged an additional 10% tariff on that day as well. The president said the tariffs are meant to stop fentanyl from entering the U.S., and the tariffs will be enforced until the drug stops flowing into the country. On April 2nd, reciprocal tariffs against all trading partners set to go into effect. Americans are now paying about 50 cents a gallon less for gas than they were a few months ago. A new poll asked drivers what they think about it.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 34% of American adults say that over the past 6 months, the price of gasoline in their area has gone up, while 18% say the price has gone down, and 38% say the gasoline prices in their area have stayed about the same. 10% are not sure. The number who say that they are paying more has declined sharply from 61% in May of 2024. The survey of 1,311 American adults was conducted on February 16th to the 18th, 2025, by Rasmussen Reports. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Iowa lawmakers vote to eliminate civil rights protections for those who claim to be the opposite sex or trans. The bill now heads to the Republican governor's desk for final approval. This is SRN News. The battle over transgenderism is now in Washington State.
A 15-year-old girl playing on the Tumwater High School girls basketball team is warming up for a game recently when she noticed that the opposing team included a boy. She complained. The school officials on site did nothing, so she refused to play. Now her complaints have prompted the school system to investigate her for, quote, harassment. The Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism has now filed a civil rights complaint on the girl's behalf against school officials. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
School board in Lufkin, Texas, votes to close two elementary schools due to declining enrollment. Officials say that among the reasons for the steep decline is an increase in competition with private religious schools and parents who homeschool their children. Dissatisfied with the liberalism in public schools and the poor performance, many moms and dads are simply pulling their kids out. This is SRN News. The average U.S. mortgage rate has fallen yet again this week.
Another week, another drop in mortgage rates. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.76%. This is the sixth weekly decline. It brings the average rate to its lowest level since mid-December. The average rate briefly fell to a two-year low of just above 6% last September, but has mostly been hovering around 7% this year. The latest drop is an encouraging sign for home shoppers as the spring home buying season gets underway. I'm Alex Vega.
Recently fired chief of Los Angeles Fire Department is appealing her dismissal. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass fired Kristen Crowley last Friday, saying the chief didn't do a good job. Crowley's placed the blame on the mayor. On Thursday, Crowley officially sent notice to the L.A. City Council that she is appealing that termination. If 10 of the 15 members agree, they can overrule the mayor and reinstate her. More details at SRNnews.com.